Okay, good morning. We continue with the Perek of Amidah. We began previously, Sharon the Tefillah. We're heading towards the end. Rav Pinkus has been developing many different ideas, many different models of davening, of Tefillah. Davening prayer is not just one word, but circumstances and mentality, and each davening is different. And we've gone through so many of them, understanding Bitzur, Tzaka, Rina, Kriya, and Nipul, Pilu, Chiloy, and so on and so forth. So now we're up to Amidah. And we began, Rav Pinkus developed the notion that even the very posture one takes can be a form of prayer. Without opening one's mouth, even before any words are articulated or uttered, simply the posture one takes can reflect and can communicate a sense of connection and a sense of prayer. Continue, two lines from the bottom, page Kuf Lamed. The notion of davening as a form of amida, or amida as a form of prayer, amida meaning standing still, standing erect, also reflects the notion of prophecy. Pasuk says that Avram remained standing before God. At that moment, Avram was in a state of deep communication. To be omed lefnei amelech, right? We spoke about last time that really all of Psukei Dezimra, Shema, Asher Valetzion, 90% of what we call davening is really study, is really meditation. We are preparing to be in a position to communicate. Which part of davening is actually talking to Hashem? The Amidah. When we say the Amidah, we stand before Hashem. That's the part where we actually pray. It's a tiny fraction of the time that we allocate towards davening. Most davening is preparing ourselves and being of the right mentality, the right understanding, and being in the right position. At that moment of the Amidah, when we stand before Hashem, when we recognize Dalaf Neimeata Omeid, when we realize before whom we are standing and we are connecting, in some ways, as Rav Pinkus, it parallels or it begins to scratch the surface of prophecy. The authentic, genuine feeling of being connected, of being having a sense of cleaving with Hashem, is a level of prophecy. The Tur writes in Hilchos Tefillah, the Tur says that the early pious individuals would allocate and dedicate some alone time. They would practice this bodedus. They would be some solitude, some meditation, some self-reflection, and they would concentrate. They wouldn't rush into shul late, throw on the towels and fill in, try to catch up while looking at the text message on their phone, while thinking about the to-do list, while celebrating the Yankees' victory of the night before. But rather, they would sit. They would rather sit and meditate. And they would try to bless you. They would try to clear their head and focus their mind and be able to be exclusively focused on the thought that there's at that moment in front of Hashem. And by doing so, when one disconnects from all the physical distractions, physical tasks, physical obligations, physical pleasures, and one exclusively and solely is focused on trying to connect spiritually, trying to feel to be a spirit, to be a soul, not a body at that moment, then one comes close to the level of nevuah. So this statement of the Tur, that prayer is a form of prophecy, and that if you have a successful prayer, if you feel connected to, you transcend the physical, at that moment you're a soul, not a body, at that moment you are one with Hashem, you are not distracted by anything but solely focused on Hashem, that is a form of prophecy. So this idea of the Tur is very deep, and is perhaps a little bit above our understanding. But says Rav Pinkus, we can connect a little bit to the idea based on the Rambam in Mor HaNevuchim. The Rambam there writes, "De etzem ha-machshava ba-Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'hargoshes nochuchuso, ze atzmo ha-veidvekos ba-Hashem Yisbarach, be-Pol v'amtzaras imo kiviyachol. The Rambam says the thought, simply the thought of Hashem, and the feeling of being opposite Him, that is dvekus. The Torah says v'dav kabo, one's supposed to cleave to Hashem. The question is, how do you cleave to Hashem? How do you fulfill that mitzvah, that commandment? How does one achieve that level of cleaving to Hashem, of l'dav kabo? The Meshech Chochmah has a beautiful insight. Rav Pinkus doesn't bring this. The Meshech Chochmah says, what does the word dvekus literally mean? What's in modern Hebrew, devek? It means glue. It means stuck together. If you get a new job at my company, where I happen to work, and the first day I say to you, you know, you come to work nervous, who do I talk to, where do I go, what do? Will I fit in? And I want to help you, I say to you, stick with me. Just stick with me, I'll take care of you. Follow me, stick with me, do what I do, watch me, stick with me, I'll take care of you. New kid comes to a new school, has one friend there, the one friend says, just stick with me, I'll take care of you. Says the Meshech Chochmah, you know what dvekus is? Sticking with Hashem. Hashem says, stick with me. Dvekus, devek. Hashem says, stick with me. So the Meshech Chochmah says, dvekus is when you, in your life, you're not nervous, you're not anxious, you say, you know what? I'm going to imitate Hashem. What He tells me to do, I'm going to do. Where He goes, I go. I'm going to stick with Hashem in those moments of anxiety, those moments of fear, those moments of doubt and uncertainty. Dvekus mandates, I stick with Hashem. I'm not going to give in to my fears. I'm not going to listen to that voice of doubt. I'm not going to sabotage my own success. Dvekus means I stick with Hashem. That's the Meshech Chochmah. But the Rambam understands dvekus is simply thinking about Hashem. Shutting out all the other distractions. Feeling at that moment, it's just me and Hashem. There's no one else here. We think of Ne'ila on Yom Kippur as I'm locking the door. It's the end, the gates are locking, it's the end of the opportunity to daven. But Reb Shlomo Kalbach says, you know what Ne'ila is? All of Yom Kippur, I'm with a minion. All of Yom Kippur, I'm with the whole community. All of Yom Kippur, I'm trying to connect with the tzibur. Comes Ne'ila, I walk into a room with Hashem and I lock the door behind us. It's just me and Him. Ne'ila, I'm locking the door on me and Hashem. Together. Intimacy. So that's what the Rambam says. Real dvekus is just feeling that you are with Hashem. There's nothing else that matters. There is nothing else in the world. It's just you and Hashem. We know that in the world of Machshava, it teaches us, and no time is this more accurate or necessary than in our day, we are not where our body is. Where are we? Where our thoughts are. You're not defined where your body is. You're defined where your mind is. So you could be out to dinner with your wife, but if you're on your phone or you're thinking about something else, you're not really at dinner with your wife. You could be pushing your kid on a swing, but if you're responding to text messages, you think you spent quality time with your kid, you never saw your kid. Your kid never experienced you. You think you're at shul davening, you leave davening, you put a check mark, went to shul, went to minyan, put on tefillin, I'm a good boy. But if the whole time you're in shul, you're on your phone, answering texts, you're distracted by what you have to do that day, your thoughts are elsewhere, you never really were in shul. You never were really with Hashem. So what is dvekus? Dvekus is being with Hashem. Dvekus is being where your body is, or at least placing your mind with Hashem. So says Reb Pinkus, based on this Rambam, that's what Nevuah is. Nevuah is being a receptacle, a kli, to feel Hashem's presence, to listen to Hashem's message, to receive Hashem's frequency. That's what Nevuah is. So how do you, what's the prerequisite to achieving that? Shutting out all distraction, being opposite Hashem, and it being just you and He, which is also the beauty of davening. You know, wherever you are, you take 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, and as long as your mind is now with Hashem, you might as well be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You might physically be on the side of a highway because the sun was setting and you didn't daven mincha. You might physically be in your office. You might physically be anywhere other than a shul. But you can transport yourself geographically simply by where you place your mind, by where you place your attention. So says Reb Pinkus, that's Nevuah. Nevuah is being a receptacle for Hashras HaShchina, being a recipient an antenna to hear the message of Hashem. In the time of Nevuah, the Navi, his body would shake, her body would shake in response to receiving Nevuah. So their body would be nullified. They would feel no physical power or presence. They would be somewhat paralyzed. Similarly, so how do you make the statement physically? How do we make the statement that there is nowhere else, there is nothing else, I am focused exclusively on feeling I'm in the presence of Hashem? That's Amida. When I stand and I stand still with my feet together, I'm like an angel. You know, when I shuffle my feet, when I'm moving around, when I'm nervously pacing up and down, it's because I have other places to be, other things to do, I'm nervous, I got to get out of there. How do you make a statement through your posture that I have nowhere else to go but here? This is all I want to be. Is Amida, by standing and by standing still with our feet together. So again, this continues Rav Pinkus's theory that Amida, the physical posture one takes even before you open your lips, is in itself a form of tefillah. Have a great day.
Thank you.